All right. Hello?
Scruff!
Oh, down.
Get down here. Come on. Oh,
morning.
Oh, Scruff.
Oh. Oh. Oh.
Good boy. It's just his way of saying hello.
Yeah. I don't want to drop my...
Teasels. Mm. Very nice. Where did you find them?
Just up
on the bank by Marnie's. Mm. I know. Are they for the bar?
Yeah.
Oh, good. These dried flowers are looking rather tired.
Yeah. Anyway, it's nice to get out for a change.
Oh, yes. Leave all your worries at home for a while.
Right.
Well, it must be so stressful for you and Sid, all this uncertainty. Must be hard for you to keep your minds on your job.
Well, don't make it any easier.
Oh, I know just how you feel. It's the same for me, of course. And for all of us at Grey Gables.
Yeah.
Well, if some stranger comes in and buys the place up, who knows what will happen. So we'll have to hope and pray that Caroline can raise the money.
Well, you will. Not us. Well, if she does buy Grey Gables, then it's our livelihood that'll be on the line.
Not necessarily.
Well, unless by some miracle we find someone to buy up her share of the pub.
So you still haven't...
No, we haven't.
Oh, dear.
And she won't give us any more time, neither. She's going to go straight ahead and put it up for sale.
Oh, dear. Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
So, you'll excuse me and sit if we don't join in your prayers.
Well, it was it. Oh, look out! Steady! Steady! Oh. Morning.
Hello.
Hello.
Anyway, I've got work to do.
Steady.
Yes, bye. Bye, Jolene. Scruff! Scruff! Stop it!
Scruff! Scruff, you silly dog. It's only me.
So, did you have a nice holiday?
Oh, darling, I can't tell you how fabulous it was. We had such a wonderful time.
Really?
Gorgeous apartment, right by the sea. Beautiful little fishing village.
Lucky you.
Lots of lovely wine and meals and lazing about. You've managed to top up my tan.
So I see. Well, I'm glad
you managed. Best mansion in the world, darling. You ought to try it yourself.
Me?
Yeah, go on. Get Robert to take you away.
Some of us don't have the time to take luxury holidays in the middle of winter.
Oh, Tony, I'm sure Grey Gables...
Oh, not just my job. I do have other responsibilities. While you were sunning yourself on the beach, I've been giving up my spare time for the sake of the community.
Oh, Linda.
Doing my duty as a parish councillor.
Please, if you're going to start lecturing me about that...
Well, in case you'd forgotten, you missed an important meeting while you were away.
Yes, and I sent my apologies.
Everyone else was there to hear my maiden speech. Just to say how honoured I was to be elected and setting out my priorities for the coming months.
It's all right, darling. You send me a transcript, then I'll try and catch up.
Transcript? Oh, of course, that's just typical of your whole attitude. You think it's all a big joke, don't you?
No, not in the least. I'm just as serious about it as you are.
Well, I've yet to see any evidence.
Oh, look at me now. My first morning back and I'm out checking the bridal ways.
You mean enjoying a ride?
Bridal way, horseback.
But you're not even on the bridle way, Lillian.
Almost. In fact, if you just open the gate for me.
What?
Oh, never mind. I'll do it myself.
Oh, all right. But don't expect me to believe that you've got any idea... Oh, what's that? There's someone driving up the bridle way.
Steady.
Motorbike.
Steady.
The whole bridle.
Steady.
You are not going to like this.
Oh, you're going to tell me anyway.
I spent another half hour with the steam stripper and...
Trouble?
Well, the paper's coming off all right. It's what's underneath.
Oh, sir.
Cracks in the plaster. That outside wall's full of them. And not just cracks. One chunk of plaster fell off completely with the paper.
How big?
Well, not huge, but...
Okay, I'll come and fix it.
I couldn't believe it. It's taken us ages to strip the other walls. And now this.
Yeah, well, I'm almost done. How's lunch doing?
About half an hour.
Great. So I thought I'd make a start on clearing the bond, ready for the lambing pens.
Oh, lambing?
Not so long to go now.
I bet we'll still be papering that wall.
Ah, good. You're here.
Linda. Hello.
You okay? You're looking a bit...
Muddy? Yes. Look at me. I'm plastered.
So how did
I have just had the most terrifying experience on the side of your bridle way.
Oh.
You know, the one that comes down to Marnie's?
Yeah.
So what exactly happened to
Well, I was walking Scruff, minding my own business. Well, talking to Lillian, actually.
Lillian?
Yes. And suddenly, there was this ghastly roar, and round the corner came...
What?
Achoo!
Oh, I think I've got mud up my nose.
Came what?
A whole gang of young lads on scramble bikes.
Dirt bikers?
Yes. They came tearing up the bridleway like a pack of wild animals. I tried to wave them down, but they took no notice of me at all. They charged straight on, engines roaring, mud flying everywhere.
Any idea who they were?
Oh, Ruth, they all had helmets on. I couldn't see their faces.
Of course.
But they were obviously complete hoodlums. Not the slightest respect for law-abiding citizens like myself.
Yeah.
Luckily, I was standing in a gateway, or I could have been mowed down.
I see.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that, Linda.
But it's not really our fault.
You know, these kids do turn up now and again, especially at the weekends.
We don't know where they come from.
But they shouldn't be on a bridle path. They're breaking the law.
Yes, we know that.
Oh. So what are you going to do about it?
Well, back to the old bull, eh? Feels a long way from the marina at Puerto de Magan.
Yeah, to a right, darling.
Still, as it's the best an offer, it'll have to do.
Have you ordered?
No, I was waiting for you.
I'm famished.
Okay, Jolene.
Yeah, just a sec.
So, you enjoy your ride?
Oh, yeah, until I got to Brookfield.
Huh?
Ah, oh, Miss Deep first, darling, then I'll tell you all about it.
Right, now then.
Yeah, we're ready to order now.
Okay.
So, what do you fancy, Puscat?
I'll go for the roast beef and Yorkshire pud.
Yeah, same for me.
Right.
A good consolation for being home anyway. Frieda fries Yorkshire pudding.
Yeah. She does make a good one.
Well, you better make the most of it while you can.
Yeah?
Yeah, she's going away in a couple of weeks. She and Bert, off to India.
No.
Yeah, they'll be away for a month.
India?
Bert and Frieda off on the hippie trail. You think India's ready for this?
Yeah, mine boggles, doesn't it?
Still, why not? Good luck to them. I'm sure they'll have a wonderful time.
So who's going to be looking after the kitchen?
Well, me, really.
Oh. Think you'll be able to manage?
Yeah, with some help from Clary.
Won't that leave you rather stretched?
Well, not if we take on extra bar staff. And we'll have to run a fairly simple menu, you know. Nothing too adventurous.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't pretend it's great timing for us. We'll have our Valentine night special coming up soon.
So what's going to be so special?
Well, we've not quite finalised the details yet.
Simple.
What about toast? Even I can make that.
Yeah, or spam in heart-shaped slices.
Yeah, well, thanks for the suggestions. You know, we'll let you know.
It's hardly a new problem, Linda.
I know.
These bikers come along once or twice a year. I see the tyre marks where they've been.
You know, I can't understand why you're so complacent about it.
Not complacent.
Well, you've obviously done nothing to try and stop them.
Well, what can we do?
Well, you could at least report them to the police.
The police aren't going to be interested.
But if they're breaking the law, David...
You've got to catch them first. You know, these kids turn up out of the blue. They've come and gone before you even know it. It's impossible.
Yeah, I suppose so. I wish I'd had the presence of mind to take their numbers.
Well, I doubt if they even had plates.
If they did, they'd have been plastered in mud.
Yeah. Look, I'm sorry you had such a fright, Linda.
No. I can see it's not your fault.
I mean, I don't like it any more than you do. It's our land they're trespassing on.
Exactly. So, if the police aren't interested, then we'll just have to take steps of our own. If we all work together as a community, I'm sure we could put a stop to this.
David?
Oh, yeah, I'm just coming.
What?
To check out these cracks in the wall.
Oh, yeah, I've been waiting for you.
So, if you'll excuse me, Linda.
Yes, I suppose I'd better be going. Robert will have our lunch ready.
Well, I promise I'll keep an eye out for these bikers.
We must all be extra vigilant.
Yep. And if I do manage to catch them, I'll... read them the riot act.
I wonder if you could make a citizen's arrest.
That might be difficult.
Oh, well, just a thought.
Right.
Bye.
Citizen's arrest? Is she for real?
Oh, thanks for getting rid of her anyway.
What I came to ask is, have you checked the spuds?
Yeah, they need a few more minutes.
So what about these cracks?
Yeah, okay. I'll come and have a look.
Bit of a mess, isn't it?
This wall's still got the old plaster.
Let's repaper the living room dead easy.
Yeah. We'll just have to use some filler.
Have a look. There isn't any.
Oh, all right. Well, we'll have to go and buy some.
When?
When we've got the time?
Not today.
Well, tomorrow, then. Or whenever. Well, we'll have to leave it for now.
It's getting like these nightmare TV shows. You know, where they just...
they find a couple of complete idiots who couldn't mend a garden shed and get them to restore a listed manor somewhere.
Okay, maybe not quite in that league.
No. It is just a minor hiccup. We'll get it sorted. You'll see.
A maiden speech. Delusions of grandeur, darling. Sees herself as the next prime minister.
Oh, heaven help us.
No.
Take no notice of her.
And then she had the cheek to lecture me for going on holiday. So I was a naughty schoolgirl who bunked off her lesson.
Well, if you must go and stand for the parish council...
Now, as I keep saying, Matt, it was your idea in the first place.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm not just doing this for fun. I intend to take it every bit as seriously as Linda.
Yeah, so you keep telling me.
I mean, she seems to forget that it was me who started the campaign about the bridal ways.
Yeah. And look what happens.
What do you mean?
You make a big fuss about opening rights of way and then they're abused by yobs and motorbikes.
You can't blame me for that. Bridal ways are for horses.
See, if you ask me, the less you draw attention to them, the better.
Well, I'll have to try and do something about these bikers if only to shut Linda up.
Yeah? What are you going to do?
Go around all the bridal ways, I suppose. Look out for tyre tracks, monitor the situation.
Yeah, well, if you hire that nag from the stable...
Oh, I can't spend all day riding round the parish. I'm going to need some help.
Oh?
Someone to share the donkey work. I'll ask Jade to come and help.
Sorry, no.
Tiger?
No, you're not having Jade.
Well, why ever not? She's got time to spare.
Not now she hasn't. Life hasn't stopped while we've been away. I've got a lot of catching up to do.
Oh, but surely you can spare her for one afternoon.
Sorry, Pussycat, not this week. She's going to be far too busy helping me.
All right, but it's your own fault, you silly old...
Morning!
Oh, hello, mate.
Yeah, is this what you're looking for?
Oh, that's it.
His glove.
Oh, thanks. Well, where...
It was up on the path.
Oh, he must have dropped it earlier. I was telling him if he keeps pulling them off, no wonder his hands will get cold.
Yeah.
There. Right, you try and keep on this time.
So, what's with the bucket?
Oh, well, the pipe's frozen up. There's no water in the caravan.
Ah.
Turned on the tap this morning and nothing came out.
It was a pretty sharp one last night.
Yeah, so I'm off to get some from the house. Second time this morning.
Well, that's awkward for you.
Oh, yeah, it's a nuisance. And George won't be left behind, will ya? So I have to push this one as well.
No one else at home?
Ed's working and Mum's on this course for the post office.
Oh, yeah. Well, let me take the bucket for you.
Oh, no, it's all right, really.
That's no problem. Be much easier.
Oh, you sure?
Yeah. I've got nothing else planned for today.
Oh, okay. Cheers.
Yeah, that's a lot. Thanks, Pat.
Okay. So... was it you tearing round the Brookfield bridal path yesterday?
What?
Linda's really up in arms. She only got run down by some dirt bikers.
Gracious, no.
No, I didn't really.
What, me? Take my beautiful machine off-road? Sacrilege. Wouldn't risk getting mud on it.
No, of course you wouldn't.
Oh, Pat.
Morning.
Hi. Pat, I need your advice. It's urgent.
Okay, hold on. That's 420, Alan.
Of course, sir. Some parts of the world, a motorbike isn't just a toy. It's an essential form of transport.
Yes, I'm sure.
Uh-oh, is that a cue for a sermon?
Well, as it happens, our Lenten appeal this year is going to be in aid of motorbikes for rural vicars in Africa.
Oh.
Yeah?
Yeah, vicars on wheels. So, all fundraising ideas gratefully received. Bye.
Bye.
See ya.
Vicars on wheels.
Yeah, now, Pat.
Okay. So, what?
Kathy's birthday.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I went out and I got her this top.
Oh.
Yeah, and I'm sure it's totally the wrong colour. Here, have a look.
Oh.
What do you think?
Oh, that's really nice, Kenton.
You sure?
Yes, it's lovely.
Oh. Well, I thought the green was okay when I got it, and then I woke up this morning, I thought, oh, no, hope she's going to hate it.
No, of course she won't hate it. It's really her colour.
Yeah. Absolutely positive. Not just saying that.
Honestly, she'll love it. Well done.
Oh, OK, great. Oh, thanks a million.
I won't even ask how much it costs.
Well, so long as she likes it.
I'm popping round to see her later.
Oh, not too late. I'm taking her out for dinner.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, well, after last year.
Yeah.
Yeah, such an awful time for her. I mean, we were hardly even talking. Oh, Valentine's Day was even worse. Oh, God, all that disaster over the flowers.
Well, that's all behind you now.
Yeah, but, you know, I really want to try and make up for it this year. Get her a really nice Valentine's present.
Yeah, why don't you?
Yeah, the trouble is, you know, it was hard enough finding her the top for her birthday. I mean, now I'll have to find her something else as well. What do you think?
I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, but, you know, I could really do with some ideas here, Pat.
Sorry, I can't choose it for you. I'll let you decide.
Oh, that smells good.
Wow, it's only a bit of soup.
Just what I need. That's really good of you, Emma.
After carrying all them buckets for me.
Oh, I didn't expect to stay for dinner.
Oh, I'll just let it heat up a bit more. Oh, gosh, sorry, it's such a tip in here.
That's quite cosy, really.
Well, it's not so bad in the daytime. It gets quite chilly at night when the heater's off.
Yeah, I'll bet. The frost like we had last night.
We just have to wrap up warm, get under the covers. Ed wears a woolly hat. If it's really bad, we have George in with us.
Yeah? So you've got your driving test coming up?
Yeah, Friday. I'm really nervous about it. I'm sure I'm going to fail. Oh,
you don't know that. You've had plenty of practice.
With Ed, but it'll be different with the examiner sitting beside me. I'll go to pieces.
Nah, you won't. You'll see.
Maybe. How are you doing, Mike?
Not so bad.
Are you busy?
Well, not much on, apart from the milk rind. Will's got some work for me down the estate, but there's no rush. You can't do a lot in this weather.
No.
So I've got some time on my hands. Too much, really, aren't you? I know I ought to get out and find things to do, but...
Oh, I can see why it must be hard for you.
I was hoping as time goes by it'd get easier, but...
Right, Will. It's still early days yet.
Yeah. When someone's been close to you, been part of your life for so long, that... But it was always there.
This may not help, but... I really miss her too. She was so good to me, really kind and supportive. There weren't many like her.
Yeah, you're right. She was one in a million. I wish I'd told her more often when she was here.
I'm sure she understood.
Still, I know what she said to me now. Stop moping. Count me blessings. Still got Roy and Brenda and Phoebes.
Yeah.
Life goes on, doesn't it? But for me, it'll never be the same.
Happy birthday. Looks like I just caught you in time.
Yeah, Kenton's on his way over there.
Any idea where he's taking you?
Oh, a surprise. In fact, he said he had a few surprises for me.
Oh, well.
Oh, is that him? Oh, doesn't sound like his car.
Kenton!
Surprise!
Kenton, what now?
My new motor.
Wow, that's yours?
Yep, just picked it up this afternoon. What do you think?
Well, 4x4, very impressive.
Yeah, big.
Hey, this is serious motoring, baby. Four-wheel drive, V6 engine, cruise control, fully loaded. A real snip from the place on the ring road. Isn't she just the most beautiful beast you ever saw?
Well, this one's definitely on. It feels warm.
Okay.
What about the one in the aisle?
Oh, that's okay. Maybe I'll leave the thermostat as it is.
Oh, we don't want any burst pipes.
Oh, no, it should be fine. I'll turn it up again Thursday afternoon.
For Candlemas?
And a christening.
Oh.
Another one in Darrington on Friday.
So quite a busy week.
Yeah, back to the old routine. Last week was a bit of a social whirlwind.
Oh, your...
Lunch with the bishop. And Usha took me to meet her parents at the weekend.
Oh, so how did it go?
The parents, well, actually it all went better than we thought.
Really?
Mm. She was a bit apprehensive. You know, she's always seemed closer to Satcher than to her mum and dad.
Mm.
And here's me, an Anglican vicar.
It was a bit, guess who's coming to dinner?
Yes.
But anyway, as it turned out, they were both very friendly and welcoming. A bit formal, perhaps. I mean, her dad seems the old-fashioned type, but they didn't like my calling. They were careful not to show it.
Good.
And Usha seemed to think it went all right, which is the main thing.
Mm.
Well, there's obviously not an easy relationship between her and her parents. Quite a few issues she doesn't seem to want to talk about.
Is she coming to Candlemas?
No, no. In fact, there's a Hindu festival on the same day. Vasant Panchami.
Oh, right.
Which is a kind of early spring celebration. Usha's promised to cook me a special meal for after the service.
Special?
I don't know exactly what, but I do know it's going to be yellow.
Oh.
It's the special colour for the festival.
Oh, I see. Well, if we're all done here, I'll...
Oh, before you go, Shula, I've had a thought about the Lent fundraising appeal.
Oh, good.
A soapbox derby.
Oh.
You know, we used to have them when I was a kid. You get teams to make carts, and then you have a sponsored race. So, what do you think?
Yes. Yeah, it sounds like fun.
Yeah, surely even Linda couldn't object to that.
Here, let me...
Oh, thanks.
Okay. Well, to us.
Yes.
Mm. And to you having a better birthday than your last one.
Oh, I'm having a lovely time. I'm being driven here in your new car.
Oh, it was such a bargain, Cathy. Only done 120k.
Mm, and it'd be great if we have more ice and snow and for taking Jamie's bike around.
Yeah, well, that's the only reason I got it, of course. Nothing to do with me wanting a new toy to play with.
I see.
Oh, I did feel a bit guilty, though, you know, buying myself a present when it's your birthday.
I don't mind. I'm quite happy with that gorgeous top you gave me.
Are you sure?
Oh, I really love it. It's perfect. It's very clever of you to find it.
Yeah, well, it was a bit of a gamble. I came that close to losing my nerve and taking it back.
Well, I'm very glad you didn't.
Mm. I almost got you a salad bowl instead, but...
No, I don't need a salad bowl.
Oh, I know. I mean, oh, this whole present thing is such a nightmare. I walk in a shop and my mind goes completely blank.
Oh, you poor thing.
Like, you know, I noticed your dressing gown was looking a bit worn, so I...
No, my dressing gown's fine. It'll do a few years yet.
You see what I mean? What do you buy the girl who has everything? I mean, what?
Oh. Mm. Yeah, well,
Yeah, I mean, you know, for that special occasion.
Well, now you mention it, there is one thing I've been after for ages.
Yeah?
It's a thing for getting the stones out of olives.
Oh. Right.
Yeah, and it's not just an ordinary one. Mm-hmm. It's got to be double-sided.
Yeah, yeah?
Yeah, a double-sided olive destoner.
Right.
Trouble is... They are so hard to find. I don't suppose I'll ever get one.
Emma, I'm sorry.
Oh, Mike. Hello. Come in.
No, I don't want to bother you.
Well, if you're looking for Ed, he should be back in...
I got some here. It's for you.
Me?
Yeah, it's, well, I just thought it might be useful. Here.
Oh, your comb.
Yeah, it were Betty's.
Mike!
Well, I was thinking of you down here in the cold.
No, I can't.
No, go on, you take it.
But it's so nice, it's lovely.
Yeah, it was one of her best. She only had it a few years.
Oh, Mike, I really can't.
Well, of course you can. It's just been sitting there in the old cupboard. It's more use to you down here.
Well...
I may not be the height of fashion, I don't know, but... You could wear it over your dressing gown or put it on the bed.
Are you sure?
Yeah, you're welcome. I know Betty would have wanted you to have it.
Oh, well, that's so kind of you. Thanks. Thanks so much.
Caroline?
Oh, shush.
Oh, sorry. Do you know where I can find it?
Kenton, please, I'm trying to make a phone call.
Oh, that's okay. I'll wait.
A personal call.
Oh, all right. Well, I'll wait outside.
Oh, never mind. Oliver, he's not answering anyway.
All right. Okay, well, I only wanted to ask where I can find Ian.
Oh, he's not in right now.
Oh. Maybe you can help.
Kenton, this isn't a very good time. In fact, you couldn't have picked a worse one.
No? Why?
Did you pass a couple on the way out as you came in? A bald man and a woman in a power suit.
I don't...
Well, I'll tell you who they are. They're from one of the biggest hotel chains in the Midlands.
Oh, yeah? Well, checking out the competition?
Not just checking it out. They're potential buyers. They could end up taking us over.
Oh, I see.
I've been here all afternoon, going round the whole place.
Oh, OK, well, I'll get out of your way then. I just wondered if you knew where I could buy a double-sided olive destoner.
A what?
It's a double...
Yeah, I heard you the first time, but...
Well, it's for Kathy, a Valentine's present. It's the one thing she really needs, apparently.
Is it?
Yeah, but I've been around the kitchen shops in town. I can't find one anywhere.
Hello, darling.
Oh, there you are.
Oh, hi, Oliver.
Kenton, hello.
I've been trying to call you.
Well, I got your message. I was on my way up.
Yes, we need to talk.
So, Caroline, you can't put me onto a good wholesaler, can you?
Kenton, you won't find a double-sided Watsit anywhere. I don't think there is any such thing.
But Kathy said it.
Well, I don't know. Has it occurred to you that she might have been having you on?
What? Well, why would she do that?
I've no idea. Unless she wants you to think of your own idea for a present.
Oh, yeah.
Now, if you don't mind, I really need to talk to
her. Oh, yes. Yeah. I'll leave you to it. Yeah. For having me on.
So, have they gone? People from the chain?
Yes, they just left. But they've been here all afternoon. They've been into everything.
Well, I presume that's what they came for.
Yes, but don't you think it shows they're really interested?
Perhaps. Perhaps not.
Well, that's what it felt like to me. I spent an hour in the office going through the books.
Fine.
Snooped all around the kitchens, talked to the staff.
Well, so would any prospective buyer. That doesn't mean they're going to make an offer.
But what if they do? What if they get theirs in first?
Well, slow down. They've only just walked out of the door.
Yes, but...
Yet nothing's going to happen overnight. And anyway, if we match it, then Jack will...
If we match it, yes. A big chain like that, they could so easily snap this place up. Look at their other places. Oh, you've seen them, Oliver. Bland and corporate and anonymous. Imagine what they do to Grey Gables.
So, we'll have to make sure we get our offer in.
But we're nowhere near.
We soon will be.
What about Duncan?
Well, he's as keen as we are.
But if he's still...
All right. I thought about calling him this afternoon anyway. Would that make you happier?
Would help, yeah.
Okay. So let's stop worrying, eh?
Oh, I didn't really know what to say.
Her best coat.
Yes. Oh, I remember her getting this. Oh, that was so nice of Mike.
It's a bit on the big side, really.
Yeah, well, you ought to keep it all the same.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm going to. It's ever so warm.
Oh, I don't know. Poor old Mike.
Yeah. I gave him some dinner. I don't like to see him so unhappy.
I know. I wish there was more we could do.
Well, he says Pat and Tony have asked around tomorrow.
Oh, well, that's good. And he's coming to us on Friday.
You little piglet, you. You've got food in your hair.
Look at Emma.
So, how was the course today?
Oh, yeah, it was all right.
How are you getting on with your trainer? What's her name?
Lynn. Yeah, she's great. She's a laugh.
Yeah? Well, that's good.
Emma, I've been thinking... After all that trouble with the water yesterday...
Oh, it's fine now, Mum. It thawed out by the morning.
Yes, but it could happen again. And it's just so cold and damp in here.
Well, only at night.
Well,
we put the coat over the bed last night. We almost got too hot.
But it's not very healthy down here, is it? Not for George. And we've got all this spare room up at the house.
Mum, you know why we can't move in with you.
But it's so silly.
Dad doesn't want Ed there, and that's fine by me.
But it would make so much sense.
We'll stay down here.
Things have changed a bit since Christmas.
You think so?
Well, that all worked out so well in the end, didn't it?
Well, that was just a few days.
I haven't really talked to your dad about it since, but... I think he might be coming round.
I don't know, Mum.
OK, look, I'll tell you what. You bring George up to the house for his bath. And when your dad gets home, I'll see what I can do.
What we need is a real blizzard, then we'll see what this baby can do.
All right, I'm already convinced.
Yeah, you sure? Not just having me on.
Who, me?
Well, after last night.
What?
Well, you know, the double-sided olive destoner.
Oh, yes. That.
Yeah, that. Nice one. Yeah, you almost had me there.
Almost.
Kathy, I may not be Jamie Oliver, but I'm not as green as all that.
Oh, don't be upset.
I'm not upset.
It's just a little tease. I'm sorry. It was a lovely evening. Mm. You made it really special for me.
Oh, good.
And I do love the car. Now, I'm not just saying it.
Yeah, well, once you've driven one of these, you realise it's the only way to travel.
Mm. How much does it do to the gallon?
Hey, you don't ask me that.
All right. It does have a real feeling of power. And all this impressive-looking hardware.
Yeah, that's this switch for the four-wheel drive.
Oh, and what's...
Oh, no, wait, don't touch that.
Why?
The rear window, it sticks.
Oh.
Yeah, it's just a minor electrical fault. Oh, and don't try the sunroof either.
Will I shoot out of my seat into the sky?
You will in a minute.
Sorry.
Look, any car that's done a few years' service, I mean, you're bound to get a bit of wear and tear.
Oh, yes, sweetheart, I know. And I have enjoyed the ride, honestly. It was very sweet of you to pick me up from work.
Yeah, well, here we are, safe and sound.
Yeah, thanks.
Well, you got your bag?
Yeah.
Oh, mine
now. Oh, dear.
What's that?
This is my gran's old cookery book.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you know, the one she gave me before she died. It's her cooking Bible.
Ah.
Elizabeth wanted the recipe for hot cross buns.
Oh, well, there's a loose page. There you go.
All right, thanks. Oh, dear. You know, it must be about 80 years old. It's been so well used, it's fallen to pieces.
Oh, well, that's a shame.
I'd be lost without it.
Yeah?
Right, well... Oh.
What?
Is it safe to touch the door handle?
Oh, ha, ha, ha.
There's a clean baby towel in the airing cupboard. Leave that one for the wash.
Okay, thanks.
You might as well have a bath yourself while you're here.
Oh.
I'll take George when you've finished him.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, love. Hiya.
Oh, hello. Hello there, young George.
She brought him up for his bath.
Oh, right. Well, that water pipe still frozen.
Oh, no, it's fine now.
But it's so much easier to bath him up here. Warmer, too.
Well,
Our bathroom's real luxury compared to that caravan.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll take him up now.
Okay, love. Give us a shout when you're done.
Yeah, will do.
Ah, now, shall I pour you some tea?
Yeah, please. So, how was your day? How did the course go?
Oh, yeah, it was fine.
Uh-huh.
I'll tell you all about it later.
Ah, 2 days gone already.
Neil?
Hmm?
You can see how silly this is, can't you?
What?
Emma stuck in that horrible freezing caravan.
Susan, please, I know what you're going to say.
I just can't see what's wrong with them moving up here.
If Emma wants to bring George, that's fine. I've got no objections.
But you know she won't come without Ed.
Well, then I'm sorry, but they'll just have to stay where they are.
Neil, what about Christmas? That all worked out fine, didn't it?
Christmas is one thing. You're talking about them all living here under the same roof.
Well, just for a week or so, till it gets warmer.
It's almost spring now, anyway. They've seen through the worst of the winter.
But it's still freezing cold.
Come on, it's not so bad.
Have you been in there recently?
I know what it's like. We all got through last winter, didn't we?
Oh, why are you being so unreasonable?
You know how I feel about it. If we let Ed live here with us, it'd be like giving our blessing to everything he's done.
Oh, can't you forget about Ed for 1 minute? What about George?
George is fine. He's perfectly healthy.
But it's not good for him to stay...
Susan, don't make out that I don't care about George. If there was the slightest worry about him, then I'd have them all up here like a shot. You know I would.
So why wait until then?
I'm trying to do what's best for both of them, George and Emma.
But how do you...
Oh, all right, so the caravan may not be the most comfortable place to live.
Oh, you can say
that
again.
But the longer they stay there, the sooner Emma's going to come to her senses. Tell Ed to pack his bags and get out of our life.
Neil, no! You can't do it like that.
Why not? It makes perfect sense to me.
She loves him. You can't try and force them apart.
Well, I'm sorry. So long as they're together, they're not living under my roof.
Here, put your feet up.
Oh, thanks.
Drink?
Please. Oh, what a day.
Well, you can relax now. Put it out of your mind.
I wish I could.
Oh, come on. No use panicking the first time someone comes to look the place over.
No, you're probably right.
Well, there's a long way to go yet. It's only been on the market for a couple of weeks.
Okay.
And you know what? I've been thinking.
These big hotel chains, would they really be so interested in a place like Grey Gables?
Why ever not?
Well, a Victorian pile, stuck out here in the middle of nowhere, miles from the nearest main road.
That shows how little you know about the hotel business.
Ah.
No offence, darling.
No, none taken. Just trying to make you feel better.
Thanks. Take it from me, Grey Gables is a juicy plum, ripe for the picking.
One last thing, then we'll talk about something else.
Go on.
Did you get the ad for your share of the bull into the Borsetshire Life?
Yeah, yesterday. Just made the deadline.
Well done.
Comes out at the end of the week.
So, all we have to do now is keep our cool. Wait for the offers to come in.
Oh, did you manage to speak to Duncan? You said you...
Yes, I did.
And?
He was on a train somewhere. We didn't speak for long.
So what did he say?
Oh, same as before. He's very excited about it. Thinks it's a great investment. If he can free up the cash.
If? What do you mean if?
Well, apparently some of his assets are tied up overseas.
Oh, Oliver! Don't say he's about to wimp out on us.
No, not in the least.
He said nothing about these overseas investments before.
Well, no reason why he should.
But if he can't get hold of them...
He can. He's already got his chaps onto it.
But how long is it all going to take?
Caroline, I'm sure he'll move as fast as he can. Let's just give him a chance, shall we?
But...
He's still on board. That's what really matters.
He better be. If he lets us down, we might as well forget the whole thing.
I know Brian thinks this is all a complete waste of time.
Oh, I wouldn't say that.
You heard what he said at the meeting. All that stuff about the bad chemistry between him and Matt.
Yes, but
it's... As far as Brian's concerned, it's a non-starter. Matt won't even consider giving us back the contract.
Well, I still think it's worth a try.
Yeah?
Of course. Well, Matt and Brian do have a complicated relationship, but if you go and ask him...
Oh, thanks, Mum. Good to know someone's on my side.
What time's your appointment?
Half an hour.
Yoo-hoo! Hello! Hello?
Got to post a few things on the way.
Oh, that wind, it goes right through you.
I'll come in and warm up. Do you want a coffee?
Oh, well, if there's one going.
Okay, I'll be off.
Good luck.
You leaving us, darling?
Yes,
Oh, he's got an appointment with Matt.
Oh? Mm. You should count yourself lucky. I've hardly seen him myself these last few days.
Yeah, I made this a while ago.
Well, be warned, darling. He's got a lot of other things on his mind right now. Catching up after the holiday. If I were you, I'd keep it short and sweet.
Okay, thanks for the tip. Bye.
I'll see you later.
Bye.
There you are. Is that strong enough for you?
Oh, yes, that's perfect.
Now, let me tell you my news.
Mm-hmm.
Debbie called last night, and she's thinking of coming home for a holiday.
Oh, lovely. Any idea when?
As soon as she can get away, before they start to get busy again over there. Oh, it'll be so nice to see her.
It's been a while now, hasn't it?
Yes. Phone calls are nice, of course, but it's not the same.
And how are things between her and Adam?
Oh, well.
All that sulking when she left. Wasn't he upset because Brian had chosen her to go instead of him?
Oh, that was all just a silly misunderstanding. And so much has happened since then. Water under the bridge.
Well, if you say so, darling.
Anyway, I'm really looking forward to her coming back.
I must keep an eye on the time. I've got my own appointment.
Oh?
I'm meeting Jade out on the estate.
Jade?
Matt's PA.
Yes,
but... You know Linda's making all this fuss about those blasted bikers. But I'm going to try and shut her up somehow. So I've given Jade a map and asked her to walk the bridle paths.
Oh, I see.
So if you can find any tire marks. Not that it'll do the slightest.
Surely,
good.
If Matt's so busy, doesn't he need Jade in the office?
The office? All she does there is sit around all day polishing her fingernails.
Really?
Take it from me, darling. A bit of fresh air won't do her any harm at all.
Okay. Yep, you can move him on now.
What's the verdict?
Well, there's some inflammation there. I don't think it's New Forest disease.
No?
Maybe just a slight injury. Though, better play safe while they're indoors. I'll leave this stuff with you. Here.
Okay, thanks. Go on you go. On you go.
Otherwise, they're all looking in good shape.
Yes. Though, Ed can take most of the credit for that.
I guess you'll be relying on him more than ever, if your big deal comes off.
What? Grey Gables?
Well, with a hotel to run.
Oh, I'll leave all that side of it to Caroline.
Yes, sorry, I didn't mean to be nosy.
Oh, it's hardly a state secret. The whole place seems to know about it.
Caroline was on the phone to Shula last night.
Ah, yes.
It was quite a long one.
Well, things are moving on.
Though perhaps not quite fast enough for Caroline.
Oliver, good morning.
Morning.
Hello, Linda.
Hello,
Esther. So what...
Oh, this isn't a social call. It's parish council business.
Oh.
It's Shula. I'd better...
Okay, thanks, Alistair.
Now, Oliver.
Hi.
Hmm?
I'm sure you've heard about these motorcyclists who've been abusing our rights of way. I'm doing some research into the exact scale of the problem. Now, have you seen any sign of them on your stretch of bridleway?
No.
Why?
No, I can't say I have.
You're sure about that?
No. Well, sure as it can be. Sure.
I see. Sure. Well, if you do, perhaps you'd be good enough to let me know.
I really can't.
Yes, but is it really such a problem?
No.
Oliver, a group of them almost ran me down the other day.
Oh, I see.
And apparently there isn't much the police can do.
Ah. Well, there was a neighbour of mine on my last farm. He had trouble with quad bikers.
Oh, those wretched quad bikes.
Yes, but he just went and dumped a couple of big bales across the path. That soon put a stop to it.
I hope you're not suggesting that you would do the same.
Me? Good heavens, no.
Blocking rights of way is not the answer, Oliver. These people are the lawbreakers, and we should take legal measures to stop them, and I intend to do just that.
Yeah, I see you've done your homework.
You can't really argue with the figures. Compared with Home Farm, the estate is underperforming.
Well, yeah.
We're getting a better return from our arable, simple as that.
Marginally, perhaps, but...
In terms of percentage, but when you translate that into hard cash...
Based on the returns for the last couple of years, next year might be different.
I don't see how. Not if you go on using your current contractors.
So your answer is for us to give the contract back to you?
Yes. To put it bluntly, it makes good business sense.
Brian must be really feeling the pinch, huh? To send you round here, cap in hand?
No.
No, big surprise there. You don't need the old crystal ball to see that one coming.
How do you mean?
Well, it's hardly rocket science. You're overstaffed. Too many of you trying to scratch a living from the same piece of land.
Oh, I
mean, what's 1,500 acres of arable these days? We're hardly talking big farm, not like B-I-G big. And how many are there on the payroll?
Okay.
I mean, excuse me for being blunt, but if we are going to talk business...
All right. There may be some truth in all that, but it doesn't make my argument any less valid. As things stand, you're losing money by employing inefficient contractors. If you let us do the job, then we'd both be winners. Surely you can see the sense in that.
OK, tell you what I'll do. I'll have another look at the sums and think it over. Maybe talk to other members of the board.
Fair enough.
But I'm not making promises.
No, I understand that.
Well, look, you'll have to excuse me now, Adam. I've got another appointment.
So, will you...
Yeah. Don't worry. I'll be in touch.
OK, thanks for your time.
You're welcome. Oh, and on your way through, could you ask Jay to come in?
Lillian?
I can't stop now, darling. I must get home before I freeze.
But what are you doing out here?
Oh, might ask the same of you.
Well, I'm on my way home from work. I like to walk if it's fine.
Fine? Spent the last 15 minutes standing in the teeth of a gale.
This is just a breeze.
Waiting for that wretched girl.
Which girl?
Jade, Matt's assistant.
Ah.
And then when I finally got through to the office, I was told Matt needed her and she couldn't be spared.
Really?
And I'd already booked her. I can tell you, I'm not best pleased.
Why did you want her?
To help me do my civic duty, walk the bridle ways.
But surely you weren't going to walk the bridle ways dressed like that.
Me? Not in this weather. Why keep a dog and bark yourself?
So you were going to send Jade?
She's young and healthy. No reason why she can't do the legwork for me.
Well, shame on you. You ought to get your wellies on and walk them yourself. Not leave it all to poor Jade.
Poor Jade? I need to waste your sympathy on her, darling.
Why not? She seems a very loyal and dedicated personal assistant.
Dedicated to trashy mags and touching up a mascara.
Oh, no, I think that's unfair. Just take last night, for instance.
What?
Well, it was quite a coincidence, really. Robert was meeting a client in Felpersham, one of those smart cocktail bars by the museum, and guess who was in there?
You, mean...
Yes, Matt and Jade. They must have chosen the same place to entertain their clients.
Yes.
And this was gone 8 o'clock. Now, that's what I call real dedication.
Oh, still busy, I'm afraid. I'll be about another hour.
Oh, okay. I won't bother you now.
No. Sit down for a minute. Help yourself to coffee.
I thought you'd like to know how I got on with the bank.
About the business loan?
Yes.
So, what did they say?
Well, the chap I spoke to was very positive. There'd certainly be no problem in us getting a short-term loan, just as a stopgap.
So we'd have time to sell off your shares, the bull?
Yes. Then we could pay it off, say, after a year.
So all this is assuming Duncan keeps his word?
Well, that's right.
And if he doesn't?
I still think he will.
Yes, I know, but just for the sake of argument...
Oh, look, all right. I knew you were worried, so I asked if we could borrow the money instead.
Borrow it? You mean...
Duncan's share of the capital. We could take out a long-term business loan to cover it.
So we'd end up financing the whole thing ourselves?
Well, it's an option. They give us a loan on the basis of the turnover.
Oliver, we don't want to do that. We'd be paying it off for the rest of our lives.
Darling, I don't want it either.
But what you're saying is that if we can't rely on Duncan...
Duncan's still there. He hasn't dropped out on us yet.
He hasn't committed himself either.
Look, we've been through all this. Don't lose faith in Duncan. If we give him the chance, he won't let us down.
Okay.
And instead of worrying about him, perhaps you need to think about your own assets. I mean, what about the Dower House?
Well, I called the agents this morning.
And?
Still no offers. Perhaps we have overpriced it.
Oh, hey, come here. Oh, darling, give it time. It'll all work out in the end. Just be patient.
Now, hold on, Pussycat.
You said you were at a meeting, and now I find you were canoodling in a cocktail bar.
Sweetheart, it was business.
Oh, come on, what'd you take me for?
If you don't believe me, then have a look at my diary.
Diary?
Yeah, it's all in there. Time, place, who I was meeting. It was about a property deal.
It's not the impression I got from Linda.
Well, she's winding you up. You know she's got it in for you over the parish council.
Yeah, well...
And look... Look, perhaps I'd better tell you this now so there isn't another misunderstanding.
Tell me what?
This... deal I'm on to. It means I'll have to make a trip up to London week after next. Maybe stay over for a night.
Stay over?
That's right. And before you ask, yes, I will need to take my PA along with you.
You're taking Jade up to London?
That's right. And there's no reason why...
Hello.
Oh, Alistair.
Who'd like a drink? Lillian?
No, thank you.
Pussycat.
I'm going home. I'll see you later.
Okay.
What about you, Matt?
Yeah, I'll have the same again.
Oh, we'll have to wait for Jolene.
So, how's tricks then, Alistair?
Can't complain.
Ah, all those sick hamsters, eh? Glad to hear someone's doing all right.
Well, not just the business.
No?
Had a good night at the weekend. Came out a couple of hundred on top.
Ah, well, you are a sly one.
Not the card table. This was on the internet.
Oh, the internet. Right. Well... congratulations.
Not the only win I've had recently, actually.
Oh, so this is a regular thing, isn't it?
Over the last few months.
And it was me thinking you'd take the pledge. You know, after Steve and the lads almost cleaned you out.
Oh, I think I've learned a thing or two since then.
Yeah. Though for me, I can't see the fun in playing online.
You're right. You can't beat the excitement of real live poker.
Well, now, as you mention it, we're having a game tomorrow night. Same card stud, same old crowd.
Really?
Yeah. Why don't you come and join us?
No, that's kind, but...
Well, think about it. If you change your mind, you're more than welcome.
It's my own stupid fault. I knew I shouldn't have asked Auntie Satya.
Why not?
She was so thrilled to hear I was actually cooking a meal for Bus and Punchamy. She's given me these hugely complicated recipes.
Let's see.
She was on the phone for about half an hour. All I wanted was something nice and simple.
Well, it doesn't look too hard.
Don't you think so?
Rice with ground turmeric.
Rice I can just about handle.
And a mix of spicy vegetables.
Yeah, but aubergines... they're black, aren't they?
Well...
all right, purple. And this is supposed to be yellow.
They're only purple on the outside. Once you've cut them off...
well, then they go a soggy brown.
No.
Well, mine always do.
It's the spices that give it the colour, isn't it?
I'd feel happier if I had a backup, just in case.
Okay. You're welcome to borrow this anyway. I use it for the kids' parties.
Oh, thanks, Ruth. You're a real friend.
Go for it. You'll be fine. He'll love it.
I missed out on the jeans somehow. Ma did us a lovely meal when we went over.
So, tell me, how was it?
Well, not too bad at all. Bit sticky at times, but no big disasters.
Great.
Pa made a real effort to be nice to Alan, and Ma's on good form too, which helped, of course.
I know, you say she has her ups and downs.
Still a lot of downs. It's hard for Upper G when she gets so depressed, but he can't always expect me to be there to help him.
Does he?
Well, he accepts it now, on the whole, but he was upset when I first moved away. Turned up my nose at all those nice, eligible boys, left him alone to cope with Ma. I don't think he's ever really forgiven me.
That's a shame.
And when Richard moved in with me...
I remember.
Anyway, I've got my own life to lead now.
Sorry to break this up, but...
You ready?
Well, I've got the paste mixed up, so we ought to start papering.
Okay. So how's the decorating coming on?
Oh, slowly.
Well, we've done most of the woodwork. I filled the cracks in the wall.
But it seems to be taking forever.
All right, I'll leave you to it. I must get back and finish my cooking.
Good luck. Oh, and have you got your secret ingredient?
Yes, thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Secret ingredient?
Ah.
Okay, right, right. There's your brush and your scissors. Shall we get started?
I found a great spot on Lakey Hill. Not too steep, but fast enough to make it interesting.
Oh, have you asked David?
I spoke to Ruth. She said it would be fine.
Oh, here's Alistair.
There's no stock up there now, of course.
So all we need now are some people to race.
Well, I've got one or two interested already. Kenton says he's going to enter with Jamie. Team April Cottage.
Oh, well, that's a start. Oh, hello. You all done?
That was my last visit, yes. Hi, Alan.
Hi.
Busy day?
Busy enough, yeah.
So anyway, if you've got any old pram wheels lying around...
Pram wheels?
Yeah, the old-fashioned sort. Bigger the better.
No, if we have, we'll need them ourselves. The soapbox derby.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure Daniel's not going to let himself be beaten by Jamie.
I better get your toolbox out, Alistair.
How long is it till Easter?
Oh, ages yet. You'll have plenty of time.
Well... They're quite tricky to make, if you want them to be safe.
Yes, but...
And I don't suppose those old pram wheels are so easy to find.
Oh, I'm sure.
Not these days. It's all plastic buggies, isn't it?
Yeah, I suppose you're right.
I don't know how many teams you're hoping to get, but everyone looking for wheels could be quite a problem.
Yeah, you are right.
Alistair.
I thought it was such a good idea.
It is. I don't know why he's being so gloomy about it.
Just being realistic.
Okay, well, yeah, I'd better go. I'll see you later.
Yeah, bye. Alistair.
All right.
Well, there was no need to rubbish the whole idea.
Didn't think I was.
You weren't exactly encouraging. So, are you coming to the service?
Well...
Candlemas, remember?
Yeah. Actually, I do have a small mountain of paperwork.
Oh, can't you do that after?
I'd rather not. You know, by the time I've finished evening surgery...
Yes, all right.
Oh, don't look at me like that.
Okay.
I can't help it.
I know. Will you be in later?
Why?
I'd just like to know, that's all.
Yes, I'll be here.
I saw Jennifer. Apparently Linda's had a go at them too.
What, more dirt bikers?
No, but she's been snooping all around their bridleways looking for evidence.
Oh, well, good luck to her. As long as she doesn't come round here and bother us...
I suppose. Oh, another air bubble.
Yeah, well, just keep smoothing it down.
Oh, I'm so knackered. Can't we leave it for tonight?
Ruth, Mum and Dad are having the kids just so we can get on. Oh. Come on, let's finish this war.
Never again. Next time we'll... David... That's never straight.
What?
That piece there.
Eh?
It's all wonky.
No, it's not.
It is. Can't you see?
Straight as a die.
No. Look at the vertical.
Well, the stripes match up.
It doesn't look right to me.
No. You're tired, that's all. Your eyes are wonky.
There's nothing wrong with me eyes. It doesn't match up with the corner. Look, if you stand back...
Ruth, it...
Come on, come back here. Then you'll be able to see.
Ruth, mind out.
David.
I don't believe you just done that.
No.
That is straight out of Laurel and Hardy.
David.
My foot's in the bucket, Holly. That's another fine mess you've got me into.
Shut up. Okay. That's it. I'm done. I've had enough.
Come on.
Go.
There we are.
Wow! Look at this.
And the rice.
Usha. Usha, that's amazing. Fantastic.
Wait, you haven't tasted it yet.
Oh, it smells wonderful. And it's all so...
Yellow?
Yeah.
Well, it's meant to stand for love and prosperity.
How did you do that?
Oh, you know, secret art passed down through the generations.
Spices?
Mostly ground turmeric. In the rice, anyway.
Oh, it's incredible. And you keep telling me you can't cook.
So, how was the service?
Yes, I enjoyed it. Quite a good turnout. Mum and Dad were there, which was nice for Daniel.
Oh, Shula, for goodness sake.
What?
What did you expect me to do? Abandon the practice so I can go to church?
No, of course not.
So, what?
But it might have been nice to know beforehand, instead of you springing it on me at the last minute.
I can't predict how much work I'll have on any given day.
No, no, no.
I don't think you need to be quite so unreasonable about
it. All right. Oh, Mum's coming round after supper. She's still going on about the hunt the other day, so that'll be fun. I just thought I'd warn you.
Shula, what's all this about?
What?
If you're still upset because I was rude to Alan about his wretched go-karts...
No, it's just that you seem to be so touchy at the moment.
If I am, it's hardly surprising. I can't seem to do a thing right.
Oh, come on.
But look, almost every time I open my mouth, I say something that upsets you.
Well, all right, yes. You could have been more polite to Alan.
There, see?
But it's not...
Being told off like a naughty child. I'm just sick of being preached at all the time.
Alistair, it's not the things you say. It's what you don't say. I don't know what's going on in your mind. You seem to be off in your own little world.
Yes. It's called earning a living.
No, not just work. Take last night.
Oh, not again. Can't I have a drink?
Yes, but you could let me know. Just a quick call.
Was it that important?
Oh, we don't communicate. When you're in, we hardly seem to talk. And then you disappear off to the study.
Oh, why is it always my fault? Why am I always the one to blame?
Because...
I work hard.
Yeah, we both
I'm
do.
I'm tired in the evening. I need to wind down, and then I get this from you. And you wonder why we're not communicating.
Alistair!
Just give Jill my apologies. I'm going out.
Yeah, where?
Down to the Bull.
Oh.
And no, I don't know when I'll be back.
Oh, a real feast. Your Auntie Satcha would be proud.
Mm, praise indeed.
I mean it. That lemon tart was...
Yes, it came out rather well, didn't it?
Don't sound so surprised.
Well, now I'll tell you my guilty secret. I put yellow food colouring in some of the vegetables.
So, is that cheating?
I don't know. I borrowed it from Ruth.
Well, it all tasted fabulous. Thanks. And it's nice not to be watched while you're eating.
Without Ma or Abuji.
Or the Bishop. I think you had the toughest assignment there.
Oh, but he's sweet. Though I still wonder if I didn't get carried away. Say too much.
No, not at all.
With all that deep psychological stuff about my family.
Well, you were open and honest about it. You respected that.
I hope so.
Well, that's difficult, I know, but it never does any harm to talk about these things.
Oh, it's all so complicated. Sometimes I hate myself for being such a disappointment. Such a lousy daughter.
Don't be too hard on yourself.
But why should I make the effort to go and see them more often? It's not exactly fun. Abuji lecturing me if I'm late for a meal. Ma in her black moods. Terrified I'm going to become a fallen woman and be a disgrace to the family.
And you find it hard to put yourself in their shoes?
We've grown so far apart. I'm not sure if I can.
No, your mum's ill. She gets depressed. No one can help that. And your dad has to find a way to deal with her depression.
Yes, I know.
And I've known other people in that situation. Often they find they need a strict routine. Maybe that's your dad's way of coping.
Mm. Yeah, I suppose you're right.
So you shouldn't take it so much to heart.
I suppose part of the problem is that I was... I was jealous of Ma for taking so much of Abuji's attention.
Oh, I can understand that.
So I was cross and resentful, which only made things worse. A vicious circle.
And now as soon as I step in the door, I feel like I'm 16 again. All the old ghosts come back to haunt me. Which at my age is silly.
Well, next time you walk in the door, take me with you.
Would you do that? Would you come and see them again?
Of course. Whenever you like.
All right. You've got yourself a deal. Thanks.
Well, here we are again. Cheers.
Cheers.
Oh, some decorators we are, eh? One little upset and we run straight off to the pub.
I've had quite enough for one night.
Yeah, well, it was lucky you got your shoe off. It might have stayed glued on forever.
David, that's enough.
Okay.
Hey, you two.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello, are you on your own?
Yeah. Just nipped out for...
Come and join us.
Well...
Yeah, what are you having?
That's kind. Actually, I think I might give it a miss after all.
Oh.
Sure?
Yeah, I've got things I ought to be doing. Bye.
Okay, bye.
See you. Oh. Funny.
Do you think it was something I said?
Matt? Alistair? Yeah, fine, thanks. Look, is that game still on for tonight? Good. Okay. I'll see you then. Bye.
Ed's working, so I'll have to drop George at my nan's on the way.
Yeah, that's fine.
I don't want to get there all rushed and flustered.
Oh, there's plenty of time.
I'm feeling nervous enough already.
Okay. Just calm down. Take it steady. Everyone's nervous before their first driving test.
All right, I'm almost ready. Oh, where's his other shoe?
Emma, did you forget to turn the kettle off or something?
What?
Well, it's like a sauna in here, that condensation pouring down the windows.
Yeah, that's normal.
Well...
You should have seen it first thing this morning. That was ice on the windows, not water.
Ice? On the inside?
Yeah.
Nah, it can't have been.
Yeah, it was. That's what happens on cold nights, remember?
Oh, I don't remember us having ice in here last winter.
Well, maybe it never got so cold.
But can't you...
No, we can't leave the gas heater on all night.
No, I suppose not.
Right, I think that's everything. Go on then, Georgie. Oh, Dad, will you be in a hurry to get back?
Hmm? Well, after the test? Well...
Only if there's time, I want to call in and see Kenton, see if he's talked to Fran about this job share.
He's still not got back to you?
No, and I'm getting quite worried.
I'd like to book a table for next weekend.
Right. Let's see.
Thought I'd better do it now. I know you get booked up on Fridays.
On Fridays?
Yeah, about 8 o'clock.
How many for?
Oh, shall we say 6?
Table for 6.
Mm-hmm. That's if everybody can come.
Yeah, no problem.
Thanks.
Special occasion?
Well, yes, it'll be the 4 of us and Ian, if he can come.
Uh-huh. And, who's number 6?
Ooh, I won't tell you that yet. Hope you'll have your beef Wellington on the menu.
Yeah, Friday should be right.
Oh, that's good.
Frieda's last weekend before she and Bert go to India.
Oh, yes, of course.
And after that, we'll be offering a slightly simplified menu.
So we're just in time. How long are they away for?
A month.
Ooh.
And then it's back to business as normal. Hopefully.
Yes, I see.
Oh, and can I interest in a Valentine's night extravaganza?
That sounds exciting.
There'll be special Valentine's cocktails at the bar and a Valentine's menu in the restaurant.
How are you managing that without Frieda?
Well, as I said, it'll be nothing too elaborate. Jolene's planning a couple of special Valentine's sweets. Heart-shaped brownies, passion fruit gatto, that kind of thing.
Well, I should think Frieda going off is the last thing you need on top of your other worries.
So you heard.
Well, everyone seems to know about it.
Yes. The old gossip machine.
Yeah, I was talking to Ian the other day and he's just as worried.
Is he?
Yeah, so's everyone at Grey Gables. Apparently there's a big hotel chain interested in buying it.
A chain?
Yeah, so they're terrified they'll all end up losing their jobs.
Yeah, well, now they know how it feels.
There, look, we're home now.
Shall I take him?
Oh, thanks.
Oh, come on there.
Oh, here's Mum.
Oh, that was good timing.
Hey, Ma.
Hello, love.
Hi, Mum.
How did it go then? What happened? Did you pass?
Well...
Do you want me to tell her?
No.
Oh, Emma. Don't say you
did. I passed! Oh, love, that's the first time. Oh. I still can't believe it.
Oh, well done. Congratulations.
Yeah, I knew all along she'd do it.
Oh, that's wonderful. Now you'll be able to drive.
Yeah, that's great.
You can throw away those L plates.
Great for Ed too. Won't have to drive me everywhere.
No, that's right.
Only problem will be two of us in one car. Oh, perhaps if I'm very nice to him, he'll let me have the keys.
Well, actually... I might be able to help you there.
That was a joke, Mum.
No, I mean with the car. How about if I insure mine for you to drive?
Mum, no.
Susan?
Well, then you'll be able to borrow it.
No, it costs a bomb. You can't afford it.
Oh, yes, I can, with my new job and all.
Really?
Yes. Call it a congratulations present for passing your test.
Oh, Mum. Oh, thank you.
Hey, hold on. Emma, if you take George...
Yeah, OK.
I've got something for you too.
Ooh, what a clever mummy you've got, eh, Georgie?
Oh, Mum, that's really good of you.
Well, I thought when you start work again, you don't want to be getting stuck.
If I start work.
Did you talk to Kenton?
Surprise, you weren't there. My friend was busy, so...
Oh, how he ever manages to run that place, I'm
getting really worried now, though. I've got to have my job, I'll need the wages.
Well, you've got to keep on at him, love.
Yeah, I can try.
Maybe you should give him a call.
Here you are. Another congratulations present.
Oh. So, is that...
A heater?
Yeah, an electric convector heater.
Oh.
For the caravan. You can leave it on at night so you can keep warm.
Oh, yeah. Won't it be expensive, though?
Oh, don't worry about that. I'll pay for the electric.
Oh, well...
So, no more ice on the windows.
Ice?
Thanks, Dad. It's really kind of you.
Hey, time's nearly up, Kenton.
Yeah, okay.
Look, unless you want to book another session.
Oh, damn, I've lost the page.
Well, let's see. Yeah, that's okay. You can refresh.
Oh, yeah, got it.
Cookery box?
Yeah, I'm looking for one very special book. It's a present for Kathy.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, she's got this old recipe book her granny gave as a family heirloom that's falling apart, so I thought I'd get her a new one.
Well, it might be out of print.
No, believe it or not, still in print.
Oh.
Yeah, I guess it's because it's such a classic. But there aren't many around, so it's not been easy to... Yes, here we go. See, that's the one. That's exactly the same.
Oh, looks okay to me.
Brilliant. Right, I better grab it quick. Oh, I'll just add it to the shopping basket.
It's all sorted then.
Yeah, whoa. Oh, what a relief. I've been chasing my tail trying to find Kathy a good present. Something she'll really like. She's going to love this. It'll be a real surprise.
If you say so.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and they can deliver in a few days. It's fantastic.
But birthday?
No, that was on Monday. This is for Valentine's Day.
Oh.
Well, you know, poor old Kathy, she had such a rotten time last year. Remember all that fuss about the...
Yeah. I remember.
Jolene!
Okay, well, don't forget the time.
All right, no.
Jolene.
Huh?
You seen this?
What, Boys It's Your Life?
Yeah, the new one, just out. And look here.
What?
Majority share in public house and restaurant in highly sought after village near Borchester.
Oh.
It's gotta be, isn't it? She's done it. She put a share up for sale.
Yeah, well, no big surprise.
Might be, but...
She's only doing what she said.
Yeah, but seeing it here in black and white, our home, our livelihood...
Well, don't look at her then. It's no use getting all steamed up. And it's not happened yet.
Yeah, but...
Remember, what's bad for Caroline is good for us.
Huh?
Well, this big hotel chain that's been looking at Grey Gables, if they put in a good offer now, Jack might go for it. Then Mrs. Lardy-Dar Pemberton would be left out in the cold. She wouldn't need to sell.
That'll never happen.
Hi, Mum.
You on your way home?
Just about.
Well,
there's
before
one you keeps getting her head stuck in the wire. This time I had to cut her out. So I've been grovelling about with a torch.
Oh, poor old you.
Yeah, just what you need at the end of the day.
Yes, anyway.
And right after Matt Crawford telling me to get stuffed.
What?
I made the big mistake of calling him to ask if he'd made a decision about the contracting.
And he told you...
Not in so many words. But he made it quite clear that he wasn't going to be hassled about it. No one does that to the mighty Matt Crawford.
Oh, well.
He'll let me know when he's good and ready, not before.
Perhaps he needs more time to think.
Well, what's there to think about? He just wants to drag it out and make me suffer.
Well, perhaps this will cheer you up. Debbie called again this afternoon.
Huh?
And guess what? She's arranged her holiday and she's coming home next week.
Okay.
Next Wednesday. She's booked her flight and everything. Isn't that exciting, darling? Adam?
Yes, that's great. Really made my day.
She's upstairs bathing George.
Oh, okay. I'm all done out there. Lucky all night.
Well, at least you've got a warm, dry house to come into.
Susan. Oh,
you really think one electric heater is going to make any difference to that caravan?
Of course, especially at night.
But it's still damp and stuffy and unhealthy.
Oh, come on, they've managed all right up till now. Oh,
I don't care what you say, Neil. They shouldn't be out there. That caravan's no place for your daughter and grandson to be spending the winter.
Well, it's like I said.
And all because...
They've already been through the worst.
Because you're too proud to have Ed Grundy in the house.
It's nothing to do with that. I'm not doing it for me. I'm doing it for Emma.
If you really care...
I do care. She can come back here any time she wants.
All right. I'll get it.
I'm not going to give way, Susan.
Hi.
Oh, hello. Are you looking for...
Yeah, Emma. Is she...
Yeah, she is. Coming in.
Oh, thanks.
Dad? Mm. Is that Kenton?
Sounds like him, yeah.
She may still be upstairs with George.
Oh, okay. I can wait.
Oh, hiya.
Oh, great.
Here, shall I take George?
Yeah, thank you. It's all clean and warm.
There we go. Right. I'll take him through to the living room.
Hmm? Okay. So, Kenton, can I get you...
Oh, no, thanks. I'm just passing through.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I came to...
I came in to see you today. Have you talked to Fran?
Yes, I have.
And?
It's no go, I'm afraid.
What, you mean she can't do a job share?
No, it's a non-starter. I mean, she's off backpacking at Easter and it's all booked up.
Oh, great. Well, didn't you know that before? I mean, hadn't she told you before?
She might have mentioned it.
So, what happens now about my job?
Well, I have to put the business first. I'm sure you understand that.
Yeah, I understand.
But, as a manager, I do appreciate loyalty from my staff. So, I'm prepared to make you an offer.
Go on.
Okay, now, if you can find someone I can trust to do a job share who can fit in with the hours you want, then fine. I'll keep the job for you.
And if I can't?
Well, my hands are tied, Emma. I've got no choice. I'll have to find someone else.
The Archers was written by Simon Frith, and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Julie Beckett, and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.